CWD researcher Nicholas Haley compares the disease to Alzheimer's in humans. Deer with CWD can start to act strangely and waste away. Haley wasn't involved in the new study, but he agrees with the researchers that it's too early to say if prions in semen can transmit CWD.
We could go in one direction and say that this is unacceptable to have any prions in semen, or we could take a step back and say, let's try to figure out exactly what this means.
Haley says the most common route for CWD exchange is likely saliva, such as when two deer chew on the same branch. CWD has affected both captive and wild deer in Wisconsin. More than 400 positive cases have been found in the state since 2002. Miranda Suarez, Wisconsin Public Radio.